Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Joe, a lot of stuff going on out there in the world of sports.
Yeah, man. Woody, this is a great time. I got to be honest, it was nice to get up at 10 a.m. here in California yesterday and see two games going on that no one cared about where I was, and watch the Heat and the Panthers play. It's fun. It's great to have your teams playing. I know it didn't work out well, and I shut down on the Heat game. 91-59 will get even the diehard fan to change the channel. And, of course, the Panthers, what a game. Oh, my God. Just what you thought. It was fun. Boy, there's some bad blood. This thing, Woody, has now been – it might be because recent years, is it the best rivalry we have in all the teams? Or do you think some of the – like the Dolphin games with the Bills, the Jets? I mean, we haven't beaten the Bills. It can't – you know, I don't know where you put anybody.
I don't know that the
Dolphins
really
like
have
Tampa
a rivalry
Bay?
At this moment, Joe, to be quite honest with you.
Who?
The Dolphins. I don't even know
yeah,
who.
No,
maybe the Bills. I don't know. To me, the best rivalry we have in South Florida, the Heat and Celtics. I think that's
a good one.
Head and shoulders above the rest. The unfortunate thing for me.
Now you went too far. It is a really good one.
But that's been a long-standing rivalry. I mean, think about that, man. That goes all the way back to, you know, LeBron coming here and, you know, beating the Paul Pierce team, and then the Ray Allen thing. And, you know, they've had a lot of great battles over the years. And think, I mean, a year ago, you beat them to go to the finals. Year before that, it comes down to a, you know, last second Jimmy shot. You come
yeah.
up short.
No. It's a good one. I just think this thing that's going on with Tampa Bay and the Panthers now being good. Tampa Bay's been good. I mean, they got four or five guys on that team that have got a couple of, I guess, nice Stanley Cup, beautiful rings from what they've been able to do. And these guys get after each other. I mean, some of the hits yesterday. I mean, guys running full speed at each other, knocking the crap. Guys, and one guy hit him, and then a guy hits you. You try to take one of their guys down. Here comes a guy and knocks you down. I was like, holy crap. They get up smiling at each other. It was just wild. And, of course, Verhaeghe, Reinhardt, Tkachuk, and Big Bob, man. Big Bob, big saves at the end of the game there. So a lot of good stuff going on. And I saw they were talking to Tkachuk after the game. He goes, man, a lot of great hits in this game. Everybody got one. Everybody was knocking a dude. Everybody was hitting somebody. And that's the way they played it. So it was kind of a Panther style of game after 1-1, after 2, really putting it together there in the third period, get a nice win for the Panthers to kind of start this thing, kick it off. And of course, the Heat. 20-point loss yesterday and down 34 at one point. Got off to the bad start, down 14 right off the bat in the game. And there are a lot of different numbers. And they got – Rozier's one of their best players, too. I know we don't talk a lot about him. I don't know. It sounds like he's going to be playing here pretty soon. But the loss of Jimmy Butler, nobody's going to argue. It's It's huge, man. The numbers he puts up in a regular season, what he's been able to do in the playoffs since he's been here have been, you know, incredible. But my thing has just been this. I know a lot of you have already texted in 305-567-0560, but just you need your best players to have big games offensively, not just big games all around, but, you know, and rebound and defend, but got to score. And it may not matter for those of you, you're making too big a deal. They got no chance. Well, you know, I get that. But, you know, I still think they can get a game. I think they can get a game at home. I do. And I might be wrong. Celtics, you know, best record in basketball in the regular season, really have been consistent throughout. So we will see. By the way,
I just wonder, Joe, before you move on from that, like, yeah, did you see any weaknesses in the Celtics that, like, you think you can exploit here? And I know that the Heat have an excellent coaching staff, and they'll try to figure everything out. But I just didn't walk away from that game thinking, like, boy, if we did this differently, we could beat these guys.
No. By the way, they were knocking down. Some of those threes were from downtown Donnie Brown.
Yeah, those are good shooters. You left them open. I thought the Heat were late on a lot of their contests, especially in the first half. They let a lot of those guys get good looks.
Porzingis thought he was Steph Curry on a couple of them.
Well, Porzingis has range, man. That's what he does. A big difference, man. This team's different than the team that we beat last year. They have him and, you know, I think Holiday. The rest of those guys, by the way, are really good too. That supporting cast, yeah. You know, Pritchard and Hauser and those shooters.
No, those guys came in. No,
Derek
right.
White,
good
like those
there.
Guys can play, man.
They come in, by the way, they come in and you leave them open, and a couple of guys tried to help down in the paint a couple of times. Bad move. I know the announcer did a good job of going, oh, you can't leave your guy in the corner open. They're going to take that. 22 of 49.
Yeah, they were just too slow on a lot of those contests. You leave guys like that open, Joe, they're going to burn you.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the answer is. The other answer would be to go man and just, you know, try to stick to these guys man to man.
I don't know
who on the Heat.
Do that. Because we're going to see a lot of zone.
Well, that's the problem, though. I think you get then at that point you would get torched by, you know, Tatum and Brown. I don't know who on the Heat can cover those two guys consistently.
I am with anybody out there that's sending in. If the Heat play their best and the Celtics play good, solid basketball, yes, the Celtics are going to win this thing pretty quickly. I don't disagree.
If you had Jimmy Butler in the lineup, I think the attitude would be a little bit different this morning.
Well, you'd feel
because
differently.
You know
the whole
you have
team
a guy,
feels differently.
Yeah, but you would know you had a guy that's capable of scoring, you know, 40 points, right? If he can put the team on his back and he can do that. Tyler Hero is not capable of doing what Jimmy Butler.
Why do you
Butler,
sit here and defend
he is not,
Tyler?
I'm not defending him. He's just not capable of doing what Jimmy Butler did
so
in the playoffs.
So tell me with Tyler
year.
Hero, I'm curious, because you made it a point since like 5:50 this morning to sit and defend Tyler. I'm not ripping Tyler, but what is Tyler Hero to you?
It's not about defending him. It's about the reality that he is not the kind of guy, Joe. And I know on occasion, and you know, against some lesser teams, yes, you can
don't
give
do
him
the
ball.
Lesser team thing. That,
but you cannot you against the Celtics. Teams. You cannot, you know, against this team on that stage. You cannot put the team on Tyler Hero's back and hope that he's going to score 35 or 40 and carry you to victory. It's just not realistic to expect that.
Okay. All right.
And I feel like people are expecting that.
So is he 11-point game? A guy?
No,
he shot
terribly, Joe. That's fair. But again, like, I just don't think he's the type of guy. I don't think he's good enough to say, hey, Tyler, go out there and carry this team. We're going to go beat the Celtics with you playing the Jimmy Butler role. It's just not going to happen.
I just want to see your best players play, have some great games, and see what happens. That's all. Have your guys put seeing Bam and Tyler.
Bam, by the way, played about as well as he can play.
Who?
Bam.
Bam may have to do more scoring.
I don't know
too,
how much
man.
More he can do, Joe. Huh? I mean, he played his ass off the first half. He didn't score much in the second, but.
And again, I understand for anybody to go, Joe, they're down 34. It's more than just Bam and Tyler. I get it. You're down 91-59 after three. I mean, I can do the math on that, man. It's not real pretty. I
mean, they clearly called off the dogs late in that game, and the Heat were able to make a little run, which is, you know, maybe it gives them a little momentum going into game two. I don't know.
I don't know. I do know you can't get outscored by 30 points on three-point shots.
Yeah,
whatever it is, you can't get outscored by 30 points.
Heat, again, are 15-point underdogs going into game two.
Are they really?
Yeah, they were yesterday. They were 14 or 15. I think it moved to 15 before the game.
Hey, Woody, not flipping over on you here, but for the right picks, are you with me on this? For the right picks, you can have the Miami Dolphins 21st pick coming up.
No, I'm not with you. Don't group me into that.
No, I think it's got a really good chance to happen because I could see Chris Greer saying, you can go two ways. You can go, we had 15 guys with a first-round grade, and, wow, we were surprised there were four of them left, and we grabbed one, and, boy, this is the guy we really wanted. You know, we had a great grade on him and really liked everything about him. Or he could go the other way and go, you know, we felt picks 20 to 45 all had real close grades when we all got together. So we decided we were going to just go ahead and trade and get two of those guys in the first top 45 picks. And somebody was really in love with our 21st pick. Doesn't matter to me, and I'll tell you why. Doesn't matter to me because Chris and Mike and everybody else know they need those draft picks to come in and play. They do. They need some draft picks to come in and play. Wherever you need to add a rotation player, even a starter, guy can come in, have a good camp, and get rolling for you early in the season.
Yeah, but isn't it the farther you move down, Joe, the less of a chance you have of that happening?
Yeah, but I don't know, Woody. There's always been.
I would like to take the best available at 21.
First and second round pick should be.
Yeah, well,
have a chance, you know, to be good.
That may be how it works with other teams, but not usually with us. But I would just prefer take the best player available.
I think the Miami Dolphins still have really for a guy that didn't play at all last year, and this doesn't usually happen. What I'm ready to say, I think they are really counting on Cam Smith to make a big jump. And almost forget about what happened last year. Like, says, hey, man, you know, I can hear Mike talking to Cam. Hey, man. And then Chris puts his arm around him with that million-dollar smile and says, hey, man, we believe in you. Hey, we've heard the other guys, Jalen Ramsey and X-Man. I'm like, you can play. Like, you know, whatever it is, you're a little immature, and we talked to you about that. But you can play. On the field, they're going to do everything they can to get him around. I don't think they're going to do much with the cornerback position, and I think one of the reasons because they think he can add some depth to what they have already at that position on the outside. All right, hey, we've got a lot more stuff coming up here. I believe my man Dave Hyde is going to join us coming up here from the Sun Sentinel. We'll talk to him. A lot to get to. Busy day yesterday, but one thing, when I talk to Dave Hyde or anybody else, it's always about sports-related injuries. We're always injured. Not just old guys, but young competitive kids, team sports, individual sports, whatever it is. Listen, when you get injured, there's nothing good to talk about, but it sure is nice to have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country in our backyard. Baptist Health South Florida Sports Program is one of the best. They put together with all the specialists, man, they have added. Sports, I call them sports doctors, sports specialists for every part of the body, including a lot of great knee doctors, shoulder doctors, foot and ankle, hand, back and knee, hip. I just go on. Hip and knee replacement as well as Achilles injuries. It's happening a lot, more than ever, for a lot of athletes out there, and it doesn't matter. Anybody in your family, the great news is Baptist Health South Florida is just that. It's all over South Florida. It's Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. It's at Hard Rock Stadium next to the practice facility. And it's at 595 and Pine Island in Plantation. Yes, the pineapple is bigger than better than ever, man. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. People ask me all the time, where do the pros go, Joe? And I go, enter Miami, the Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, and a lot of our big events in South Florida. All trust the great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. All you have to do is visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho and get an appointment set up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Today.
Yeah, like I said, they came out with the intentions, to put a lot of pressure on him, whether it's on the ball with pick and rolls or off the ball with the movement. We have to come up, with some ways to shake him free and get him to the strength zones within the context of what we do. That's the playoffs, they're doing stuff to get their best players activated, and we have to do things that, get our best players going. And then also other guys stepping up and making some plays to keep them honest.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Joe.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. I bring on my good friend Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel this morning. David, how you doing?
Morning, Joe. Probably a little better than Eric Spoelstra, considering he can be Einstein and John Wooden and all that. And he's got a tough run figuring out how to help his team in this one.
Yeah, and by the way, we all agree on that. I know some people are getting on me maybe because I've been a little hard on Tyler Hero, 4-for-13, 11 points. And my point has been this. You're right. If both teams play well and the Celtics play anything like yesterday, they're going to win this real quickly and should win the series with Jimmy Butler out anyway. But I just want to see the best players, the guys that got the new contracts that are getting paid good. I just want to see them play well. That's all. I'm not saying they win. Tyler Hero could have had 25 or 30 yesterday. They probably don't win. But I'd like to see him better than 4-for-13 and 11 points. You got that second contract, which tells me they think he's better than just an average player to get that kind of money, unless I'm missing something. What do you expect from Tyler?
I'm with you. And talking to Tyler this year, he talked about how it could be at times, I'm not saying difficult, but he wanted the ball more. Jimmy wants the ball in his hands. And there was he was talking about how there's this balance of how to get – well, the ball's in his hands now. Okay, he's got as many shots as he can create, as many as they're going to run for him. And he's going to define himself a little more, and this is his chance. Bam said that after they beat Chicago Friday night. This is their chance to, expand. Bam's numbers are bigger without Jimmy. Tyler's numbers are bigger without, for obvious reasons. Not that the team's better. They just have more chances. So, but reality takes over too. They have no chance against Boston. If they win a game, it'll be, right.
The other thing, David, you're talking about that. I think even when you don't have your best player out there, like the bullies can come out and bully you around because big brother's not there, who kind of sets everything, calms everything down, is well respected in these kind of games. So yeah, I think there's a lot of different parts to this thing. So I got to flip it around here. Panthers yesterday, power play goal, big game, Bob. Panthers bring back playoff hockey with winning script in game one. Dave, by the way, before we get into that game, who does the headlines for these stories to get? Obviously, they're good. And who do you guys write your own, or is somebody that does that?
We're writing our own now. This is one of the changes in our business in the last 5 years. So we write the headlines, we write the cut lines, meaning writers, pick out pitchers, I think we have to do some accounting too, and so we sort of we're doing the whole thing now. So that's a change from before. We got to say, oh, when a coach or a player got mad at a headline, oh, we don't write the headline. Well, we do now. So that's the way
it's going. I didn't
realize
that. I've talked to you for years. I had no idea. I thought somebody literally came in and said, I watched the game, Mayor. Who are you writing? Oh, yeah. Okay, I got this for you. Yeah. Anyway, what's your thoughts on the Panthers? By the way, all their big guys showed up. Verhaeghe, Reinhardt, Tkachuk, and Big Bob. Not bad.
Yeah, they couldn't have had a better day. You know, not only winning game one, obviously, against Tampa Bay, but like you said, their stars came and played. They had – start the playoffs in right way. Their leading goal scorer, Reinhardt, scores the first goal. Then they get a power play goal, which the power play, it ranks, I think, eighth in the league or seventh. But it has been struggling. It hadn't scored in a while, and that's something they need in the playoffs. So then they get a power play goal. Barkov makes a great pass to Verhaeghe. And Verhaeghe says afterwards he didn't even see the puck. It just hit his stick and went in. So, I mean, and then, you know, Bobrovsky not asked to do a lot, but he needed some big saves to give the game. The other thing, little thing, and not little thing, but the discipline. They were second in the league in penalties this year. Tampa Bay's number one on power play. So that's something they had to be aware of. They had one penalty right until the final minutes when Verhaeghe went in and Tampa Bay scored a goal in the last final seconds to make it 3-2. But Tampa Bay is going to be a tough out. They got the know-how of a two-time champion, and they're a tough team. And so this isn't you know, unlike the NBA when you say the Big Three went into it, and you say, oh, they're gonna you know, first round's a cakewalk, second round they'll win, and then it starts to get tougher. The margins are smaller in the NHL, and Tampa Bay's tough.
I got to tell you, the checking and the hits, I mean, guys knocking the crap, and then, oh, you knocked the crap out of my guy, I'm going to knock the crap out of you, run into each other. I mean, it was really physical. And we were talking about this a little bit. I think Panthers and Lightning might be the best or second best rivalry right now we have in this town. Would you agree with that? Maybe Boston Celtics and the Heat, who have seemed to play each other a lot.
Boy, that tells you how weak our rivalries are right now, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we've had some years.
Rivalries need consequence. What happened to Miami, Florida State? That's out the window as far as consequence.
You're right.
I'd say Buffalo, Miami, the Buffalo and the Dolphins still would be, to me, the prime rivalry. Boston and the Heat the last several years has been huge because they've met in the conference finals. It's just this year that's the disappointment this year is you don't get to see Jimmy Butler in that setting, and the Heat having they'd still be big underdogs against Boston, but we've seen them twice in the last 4 years go to the Eastern Conference Finals when no one had thought they could. So that's a disappointment there. Yeah. But, Tampa Bay, I guess Tampa Bay, you know, Tampa Bay knocked the Panthers out in previous two, not last year, but the 2 years before that. So I guess there's the players talk about it. 109 hits yesterday, so there's some bruises today. But as Paul Maurice said, it wasn't a hyper-physical game. There were a lot of hits, but nothing, you know, it wasn't like guys were, you know, sometimes there's violence on the ice, and there wasn't that yesterday.
I got to tell you, they get after it. No, there's no question. All right, so I got to ask you, 21st pick, Miami Dolphins coming up Thursday, as of right now, the 21st pick. What's your gut feeling tell you the Dolphins do with the 21st pick? Do they move out of it to get more draft picks, or do you see him taking a certain position kind of being a priority for Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel?
Well, I think they're going to move out of one of the top two picks. I don't know what the offers are and what, you know, who comes up, but they need to add some more picks if they can. And one thing, you look at Chris Greer's through time, through when he's running drafts, he makes a lot of trades. So, I'd say they move out of one of the top two to add more picks. Your guess is as good as mine on what they need. I think I get offensive line is the big thing, and I've said that, but you know, they also need a receiver. There's going to be a lot of receivers there. Then it becomes how much do you invest in certain positions? Yeah. How much do you invest in a receiver? Do you two big contracts and a first round pick? Maybe.
Not a lot when you got a 1 and 2 like they have. You're right.
Yeah. And, you know, if they're roster building, like last year they took a cornerback for the obvious reason they needed one, but also looking ahead, they figured Xavien Howard wasn't going to be back for $25 million the following year, for next year. And so you understood a cornerback. Same thing, probably an offensive tackle now. How many years can you go with Teron Armstead, and playing 10 games a year, or 11, 12, 13, whatever it is. So I don't know, Joe, what do you got? Where are you thinking they're going?
I'm on the line of scrimmage. I'm still sticking with the offensive line. Hey, look, we got some guys back on the left side that missed a lot of games between the two of them, and they're really good when they both played. Isaiah Wynn was really good when he played, but he has been injured, and this goes back to his problems at New England when he was a first-round pick. He was injured a lot. And it's not like anybody wants to be injured. I get it. It just happens. Teron played, 10 games last year, if I'm not mistaken. He missed a bunch of games. So I'm probably looking for a swing guy in there somewhere of being able to do that. And by the way, they've got a lot of the backups they had from last year on this team. And I got to tell you, Dave, the other one is, and this is definitely not sexy because it's not necessarily a defensive tackle that can rush the quarterback, but I still think we need, and they got a whole bunch of guys there. They have signed everybody's brother for a defensive tackle. I still think they need another guy there.
They're going to be playing a lot. You know, Christian Wilkins, he played for two guys. You know, they're going to be alternating guys next year, but I'm with you the injury thing that has been an issue with the Dolphins the last couple years, part of it is just for what you said. They keep signing guys who have an injury history. You can't keep doing that. Football is such a game of attrition. You can't go into it knowing that, well, this guy's going to get hurt just because, unless we cross our fingers and it's one of his lucky years this year. You know, I mean that's no way to go into a season. So I'm with you. They got to get some guys that they can say, you know, what Buffalo lined up everybody on the offensive line last year, and I think they played the whole year. Where the Dolphins go into a season, like Isaiah Wynn, half the year, can he make it? Armstead, how many games is he going to play? Yeah. I mean, that's no way to go into a season.
Well, they've added Kendall Lamb. I know they feel better about that because he was really good as a backup tackle.
Yeah.
But you got frontline guys. There's no question about it. Dave, it's always great having you, man. I appreciate you getting up and coming on with us this morning. Big, big week of sports, including the NFL draft coming up this week, and it'll be great. So I appreciate it.
All right, Joe, good talking to you.
You take care. Get back to that coffee, David. Dave. With us this morning, Dave Hyde, to talk a little bit, Sun Sentinel. Get you caught up on everything that's going on here in South Florida right now. So it's a bit crazy stuff going on. A lot of stuff to get to here. So we'll be back in just a second. But before we go, Woody, don't forget, man, people need cash. Interest rates still high. High insurance rates. HOA fees are going up. I know they have in my place just recently. You're probably dealing with the same thing. And I got to tell you, people getting killed right now. These condo people that have retired, got that perfect condo. We're feeling really good about everything, and all of a sudden, with all these costs going up, they've decided to try the credit card thing. And boy, you want to talk about building up debt. At 28 to 30%, that's what your credit card is charging right now. You can get in big trouble real quickly where it keep you up at night. Let Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage relieve some of that money stress. Get that credit card paid off at rates he can do for you and get all that stuff taken care of. By the way, a lot of things. Michael Kotze, Choice Mortgage, and his 30 years of experience have been doing a lot of these days. reverse mortgages, super popular, more popular than ever. If you and your spouse are 62 and older, you qualify. And man, again, about getting equity out of your home, still having a place to live. He'll tell you about all the benefits and get it done quickly for you. Debt consolidation's another one. You're sitting there with all that equity and going, man, I could really use that equity right now. I got some things I need to pay off. Michael Kotze can do it for you. He has no life. He really doesn't. He's always working 7 days a week. Call or text him. Let him get to work for you and get it done half the time at the big banks. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us here on a Monday?
All right, Joe. This is one of the craziest things that I have ever seen since we've started doing this stuff here.
We've got a lot of crazy stuff happening.
This
recently,
one, I'm curious what you think of this, but this might take the cake here. Did you see what's going on with the Colorado Rockies and their hitting coach?
No.
So, as you know, these teams, they charter, you know, around the country, Joe, and I don't know that the rules are different on a charter flight, but let me just show you. Listen to this clip here, and then I'll explain exactly what we're hearing, Joe.
Andy Griffith.
Landing.
I'm landing this tonight.
Are you landing it?
Yeah. I'm gonna land the plane tonight.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So relax.
Okay, we're really relaxed. Good. What altitude are we at, Captain?
35,000 feet. So I'm gonna start descending here pretty soon. I just press this button.
You just press that button.
Yeah. It's pull it down.
Uh-huh. Oh, seatbelt sign is on.
So, Joe, what we're hearing in that clip is Hensley Bam Bam Mullins, who is the hitting coach for the Colorado Rockies, sitting behind the controls of a plane at 35,000 feet, joking about landing the plane, sitting there. And by the way, the dumbest part of this, outside of the guy actually sitting in the cockpit like he's a five-year-old, is the fact that somebody filmed it, and then he thought it would be a good idea to post it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Now,
you would
most
think
of
there
us,
might be a little common sense in that, considering everything that's going on in the world,
you would
that's
so
not cool.
Most people who are over, like, the age of, I don't know, 10 or 15 probably know that, like, the cockpit is off limits. I don't know. I don't even think they let kids sit in it before the plane takes off anymore. I don't
I saw
think
that
that's
video,
a thing
Woody.
Anymore.
Yeah.
But this guy actually sitting behind the controls at 35,000 feet is insane.
If the guy did let you sit up there, you would think he would say, hey, by the way, I don't mind if you sit up here. You know, we fly you all year here. Just do us a favor. Don't send a video. Hey, guys, put your cameras down. Put your cameras down.
That might be the dumbest part of the whole thing. So the one pilot, the co-pilot, is waving in the video. He waves to the video camera, the phone. And then the other guy is just, like, coming back. I don't know. He went out to go to the bathroom or something. And he's just strolling back in. They're all laughing, having a good time.
So are they done? What happened? Is that suspension?
The pilots, I would assume, are completely done. Yeah, that's, you know, again, they should be – I think everyone should know
it's
that
it's one
that's
of those
no,
you, you
no
call
go,
them in at least once to go, how stupid can you be?
Yeah, like I said, this is
that.
One of the dumbest things we've ever seen anybody do. Like, this guy thought it was okay to go in the cockpit while the plane was in the middle of a flight. Yeah, that's dangerous stuff there, man.
Yeah. By the way, the whole thing about somebody thinking that'd be cool video to catch.
Yeah.
That's stupid, too. Yeah, no, there's a lot of dummies in that group. better known, the almost ass clowns. I mean, that's some bad stuff there, Woody.
Yeah. No, so the FAA is not just laughing at this like everyone in that video was, and this is currently, Joe, under federal investigation.
Jeez.
Again, not a good look there by the pilots. Let the hitting coach take the controls. All right.
I'm in the back of the plane, Woody, so I don't know.
Yeah, next time you're on the Dolphin plane, why don't you ask if you can go in the front and fly?
I'm back by the 16 toilets back there.
All right, man. We got another documentary coming out here, Joe, another sports documentary, in case you haven't had enough. We have a documentary called 99. It actually looks really good. It's about Manchester United's treble-winning season. You know what the treble is?
No.
That's when you win all three of the leagues.
Oh,
yeah, the Premier League, the FA Cup, and the UEFA Champions League. So you win all three of those in the same year, and that's called, you know, the treble.
When did Manchester United do that? What year?
In 99. That's why the video, that's why the movie is called 99.
Gotcha. Thank you.
And it's actually the same people that worked on the David Beckham documentary. David Beckham is in this one, so I think it should actually be pretty good. The Beckham documentary was fantastic.
Are you telling me David Beckham's making some money since he's in all these? He's getting a piece of.
Yo, I don't know if you saw over the weekend, he's suing Mark Wahlberg's fitness company. Apparently, they had a little bit of a situation there with David not getting paid or something.
Mm.
But I think he's doing okay.
He's just fine.
Probably doing all right.
He's doing just fine.
All right, you know who isn't doing all right, Joe? O.J. Simpson. He is.
He's dead.
Yeah, well, he's somewhere. And his Bank of America credit card is going to hit the auction block here, Joe. And we start to see some OJ's final memorabilia hit the auction block.
So I got to ask you, who would want it?
Probably Darren Revelle. I don't know. People who buy weird stuff.
I don't know, man. I get buying stuff of people you grew up or a big fan of or you've heard great stories about and you read stuff about, but I don't get that. I just don't get it.
I don't know, man. Look, there's a collector out there for everything. I learned that. People collect signed checks. So I guess there's got to be people out there that collect credit cards of people.
Yeah, and I got you.
OJ's card is up
here,
Joe.
Is OJ's card, OJ Simpson's football card, worth anything?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Oh, I thought, you know what?
I've never looked up his card. That's a tremendous question. I've never had an interest in buying
one
his cards.
One of the greatest running backs of all time.
So OJ obviously scared me. I was concerned. So I never looked up his stuff because he just scared me. But now that he's dead and he can't get me, it's possible maybe we could look into some of his stuff. But
you couldn't just look up the card without all that I'm scared.
I will look up the card. All right, couple more quickies for you here. 15 people were injured, Joe, when the Universal Studios tram went off the rails here. This is in Universal Hollywood, so not the one down here, so don't worry. It's over there in L.A., and they do like a back lot tour.
Yeah.
This is part of their deal. Huh. 15 people taken to the hospital with minor injuries after the tram had a little bit of an issue there.
Hope everybody's okay, Woody.
Me too. And finally here, Joe, a local story, the Miami Seaquarium. Remember their lease was, you know, set to get shut down here?
Yeah, how's that going?
Not well for them, but they said that they're just going to stay open. Well, I guess they continue to fight this thing in court here. They're just they're going to keep this thing open and go for it here. So if you want to make it over there, it's still open. By the way, I got to tell you, I agree with some of the stuff in this article here. That place looked like it had seen better days. We went there
a while back, and
wanted to take the kids. You know, because I grew up going to the Seaquarium, and those animals are certainly fun to see. But man, those tanks are small, they're dirty, and the whole park is just beat up.
I haven't been. I used to go there all the time with the kids, and sometimes we have somebody in town. And
it may be time to call it a day on that place, and just let those animals go out into the ocean. And enjoy life.
Okay. I don't know.
It may be time, my man. I don't know. But it did. The park looked like it had seen better days. Everything was closed. Well, I know one of the stadiums was closed because the whale died.
All I know is you got Miami Zoo. It's nice. Just spent a lot of time there. The
animals are happier there.
They're happy. Yeah. Giraffes are happy. put on a good show when they're hungry.
Did you feed them?
Got there. I was one of the first people there. 11 o'clock, it opened up, and there's the Rose family with the kids.
Nice. You like the tongue on the giraffe, the big tongue?
Love it. The little guy didn't want to hand him a piece of that lettuce.
No, was a little scared.
But, no, it was fun. They're all pretty active. It was a good day out there. Got there early. It was a cool day, and the animals were jumping around putting on a nice show.
Yeah, they don't do a load management day where they, like, don't come over to get the food.
No, not the –
Yeah, they're not like NBA players, Joe.
But
they
you
got to
go. It's a far
perform.
Part of the park, and I was doing steps. So I said, hey, we got to go early to giraffes, and we'll work our way to everything else. Little game plan there.
Can you believe the pitching – or the hitting coach of the Rockies thought it would be okay to go in the cockpit while the flight
was – Just when you think we've seen some of the dumbest stuff over the last couple years, some dumbass stuff's happened. That ranks right up there.
By the way, 305 on the text here really quick before the break says no comment on Antonio Brown's comments about Caitlin Clark. Antonio Brown is a mutant.
What did he say? I didn't see the Caitlin Clark stuff.
I'm not even going to repeat it because it's not really great for the airwaves, Joe. But he's, you know, he has lost it. He has completely lost it.
Yeah.
It is a sad scene, man.
I don't follow his
scene,
stuff,
man.
But
yeah, he's very,
know,
very sad. I don't either. I just happened to see that he got after Caitlin Clark to the point where she had to block him on Twitter.
Yeah.
But Antonio Brown is you talk about mean-spirited. Man, oh, man.
I don't know, man. He's got some issues. He can say whatever he wants,
yes,
and he's
he
got
does.
His ass kissers around him that don't do anything, but he got some issues, man.
Well, I don't know if he thinks it's funny that he plays off this CTE thing. Like, you know, he calls himself like CTE ESPN. I don't know if you've seen that.
No,
he does like
I didn't
these
know
sports
he does
updates
that.
And he sells T-shirts and stuff.
I don't know.
Yeah,
if it's
I don't think CTE is like a big joke. He seems to think it is, but
yeah.
He's a pretty mean-spirited dude.
Haven't heard much from him recently. Is he trying to patch up? Last time I heard it, I think he was trying to patch up his relationship with the Steelers.
I don't know. Last I heard, he was going after Caitlin Clark, of all people. Oh, so yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Some
By the way,
very
she's winning every
unusual
day.
Unusual comments.
She's winning every day. No, I don't care who tries to knock her down. She wins every day.
Got that Nike deal, man.
She did. She did get that deal done. Hey, Woody, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up here, man. We're running a little bit late, but always have time to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. I just had such great results. I want to share with every man out there in his 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Things are starting to slow down, right? Tired all the time. You started to notice, God, I'm tired all the time. And then you find yourself not sleeping well at night. Because you're sitting around so much, you're gaining weight. All these things are connected. And your frustration of everything else. And you're probably your sex drive is not what it used to be. And I'm being real nice about this. If you're struggling in the bedroom, your sex drive is a problem to any of those other problems. You probably have a combination of low T and ED. But I got great news for you. Atlantic Men's Clinic can take care of it quickly. Oh, no. This is not just me reading. This is me as a client going in there with both. I got great results, and I not only got great results, I got great results quickly. I've been going there now for 7 months, and I want to tell everybody about it. People come up and go, man, I'm so glad you asked. I go, oh, you're not embarrassed to talk about ED? I go, no, I'm hoping I can help you or anybody else that's sitting around laughing right now. See, Atlantic Men's Clinic is fantastic. Got 6 locations throughout South Florida. Here's the deal. Take the low T quiz on the website. It's simple. 10-question quiz with a yes or no answers. Takes 2 minutes and will give you a pretty good idea, but you already know. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. They do your lab work. They have your results within 30 minutes. Florida licensed medical provider will review your results with you and discuss your options. You make the decision together with their medical team. Your initial visit includes medical consultation, a T and a PSA test. And if you sign up for testosterone treatment the day of your appointment, your visit is free. What are you waiting for? Come on, man. You know you've had this problem. Now we're sure where you can go. You can't really tell anybody. Apologizing to the wife or girlfriend, you don't have to. 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300. And if you didn't write that down, it's okay. It's AtlanticMensClinic.com. Set up, get that number, get an appointment, and start feeling better.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.